we talk a lot every year this time about the 0-2 teams and how many of them could make the playoffs or
sure.
possibly win the Super Bowl. Not a single squad last year or the year before, 2020 or 21, reached the postseason after they started 0-2. All right. In fact, 2018 was the last time anyone overcame the 0-2 hurdle. And that year, the Houston Texans and Seattle did it. But since 1990, all right, when the playoff field expanded from 10 to 12, 11.3% of the teams have survived 0-2. And so we said yesterday is around 12% or whatever. Yeah,
wow.
11.3. All right. But far fewer, only three of them, or 1.1% since 1990, have gone 0-2 and then won the Super Bowl. And I know you could probably tell me one of those that did
Ooh,
that, right, Matt?
Yeah, I could. The 2007 New York Giants.
Okay.
Were one of those.
That's not the one I thought you would tell me, but you're exactly right.
Well, the 93 Giants, Cowboys, yeah.
The 93 Cowboys where Emmitt held out right. the first couple of games.
Right.
The 2007 Giants are the ones that knocked off the Patriots, who were 18-0, about to go undefeated. And then the other team that did it was the Patriots, and they were 0-2, and then a guy named Tom Brady became their starter in week three.
Whatever happened to him? No, the reason I remember the 07 Giants, that just proves that you remember the losses more than you do the wins, because in 2007, the Cowboys beat the Giants twice that year, and beat them, I think, by double digits both times, and then the playoffs come around, and the Giants come back to Texas Stadium, and they knock off the Cowboys. R.W. McQuarters picks off the pass in the end zone on fourth down. So, but yes, the 93 Cowboys went on to win it. I remember it vividly. I remember, oh my gosh, I could do a term paper on it. Anyway, I'll take the show off the tracks if I talk about that. But anyway, yeah, the 93 Cowboys and then the, I know the 07 Giants both accomplished that.
Yeah. And like we said, the 2001 Patriots. Okay. So, there's five teams that are really intriguing, because I don't know that we expected at least two or three of these teams to be 0-2. Carolina, I mean, they lost their first two games on 58 and 56-yard field goals in the fourth quarter by the Browns and then the Giants, you know. And Matt Rhule is now 10-25. We know he's on the hot seat. We've talked a lot about that. But those were winnable games. You can't afford, if you're the Panthers, to lose to the Browns and the Giants. And because it's only going to get tougher from there. So I don't expect them to bounce back and even make the playoffs, much less win a Super Bowl. The Atlanta Falcons, boy, the first week, remember, they had the Saints down 26-10 in the fourth quarter in Atlanta, and then they end up losing that one. And then the other day, they're down 28-3 to the Rams, and they come back and almost win that game and lose 31-27 to the Rams. So two crazy games where they blew a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter and then almost came from 25 down and ended up falling 4 points short. So that's the Falcons. I don't expect them to do. Okay, the Raiders. Matt, I picked Miami over them, so I ended up not picking them for the playoffs, even though I really like them, but because they added – you know, Devontae Adams and Chandler Jones, obviously Josh McDaniels. But they lose on the road to the Chargers in week one. No disgrace there. And then they had the 20-0 lead on the Cardinals the other day. And then we know what happened with the Cardinal comeback against the Raiders. What right now, if you had to say yes or no on the Raiders, Matt, making the playoffs, I mean.
Oh, I had them in the playoffs before the season. I think I did. Let's see. My wild cards were Baltimore, the Raiders, and the Chargers. Yes. I will probably still say yes, but you know, 0-2 is not the way to go, statistically speaking. I won't get off the train yet.
Yeah, I like I said, they could do it. They have the talent to do it. No question.
Yes.
Tennessee Titans, though, Matt. I mean, like we talked yesterday, they were the South champions the last two seasons, but they were the number one seed in the whole conference last year. They get destroyed by Buffalo, a 34-point loss to Buffalo, worst loss of Mike Vrabel's time at Tennessee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
And so they're 0-2 for the first time since 2012. A.J. Brown is gone. Derrick Henry, we talked about his career worse by more than a yard. He's averaging 3.1 per carry. Last week, he didn't even average 2 yards a carry. So, to me, they got problems right now. And then the Cincinnati Bengals, Matt, all right? And here's a team that was in the Super Bowl last year, but you look at that offensive line, and they bring in 4 new starters, and he's already been sacked 13 times after he suffered 70 sacks, if you include the playoffs, last year, Matt. So what do you think on Cincinnati right now?
Yeah, I had Cincinnati winning that division. I probably should have gone with Baltimore there, just from the standpoint that I have a bad habit of when we make our preseason picks, I usually pick too many repeat winners. It seems like we, at the end of each NFL season, we look back and say, oh, about only three division winners repeated. You know, it seems like it's always works that way.
I picked the Bengals too, and I did have Baltimore in the playoffs.
I'm not going to give up on Cincinnati just yet, and I'm definitely not going to give up on Tennessee yet. That division is still not any good.
They could get in there winning the division. Yeah, sure. Because like we said, Jacksonville currently, is the team. You'd have to say that the team to beat, so to speak, after 2 weeks in the AFC South. So it's crazy. I just don't know that we're going to see any Super Bowl winner. I think we agree. To me at least. I'd almost say the Raiders have the best chance, to
You're saying
make
as far as winning
–
oh, making the playoffs or winning
make
the Super Bowl?
Make the playoffs. The Bengals are still – they're going to come back, like you said.
I don't know.
I'm not as high on the Titans as you are, but only – I know what you're saying, only because of the division. So.
Well, and that's why so if you're asking me which of the 0-2 and – yeah, 0-2 teams have the best chance to make the playoffs, yeah. I would go Tennessee. Now, I think the Raiders because might be a better team than Tennessee, but the division is still not any good.
And Cincinnati, I think, is a better team, too. We give this number, it seems like, every year, teams with an 0-2 start in the NFL. I know that since 1990, when the playoff field was expanded from 10 to 12, only 11.3% of those teams survived the 0-2 start to make the playoffs, and only three teams, 1.1%, did it well enough to win the Super Bowl. 93 Cowboys, 2001 Patriots, 2007 Giants came back from 0-2 to win the Super Bowl. But, Brad, we'll start with you. So there's 5 teams, Carolina, Atlanta, Raiders, Tennessee, and Cincinnati. Which one of these is most likely to come back and at least make the playoffs?
Well, based on what Denver has played like the first couple of weeks, I think that the Raiders getting in as a wild card is even though they have to play through that tough division, that would be the team that I would feel the most confident in saying. And listen, I would include the 0-1-1 teams too. I mean, you look at that division. We were talking about this off the air a little bit, Craig, that somebody's got to win that division. That's sort of the anti-AFC West. Somebody's got to win that division, but man, I don't know who it's going to be. I can't get a line on that. I thought Indianapolis was in great shape coming into the season with the Matt Ryan pickup, and boy, that has been a horrible take. That has not worked out very well at all. But if I had to pick one of those teams, I'd probably feel most confident that the Raiders could go on a streak and make it happen.
And the Colts got Kansas City coming up this week. Marcus, what's your take?
Colts. Colts are the best team. They're 0-2. The Raiders have.
But they're really 0-1-1. The Colts, I mean, they don't have a win, but they're not even 0-2. But
okay, well, the Colts don't qualify without a win. Okay. Then the 0-2 teams, I think Tennessee possibly because of the division. But it's to me, the Bengals' offensive line is a mess. I think they're headed for a losing record. Super Bowl, they got hot last year at the right time, but I think this team just isn't very good. The Raiders, what a strange game last week that they had with the Cardinals. I mean, they dominated the first half and then did nothing in the second half. I don't understand how that how that happened. And I've got real legit concerns. If you go in 20-0 at halftime and you get out-adjusted by a guy named Cliff Kingsbury as a coach, I'm extremely worried about Josh McDaniels outside of doing anything in New England because there's no evidence of it before. So I think that could end up being a bad hire.
My question with the Titans may be part of your recency bias argument. The way they got dominated by Buffalo is skewing my perception on them, and maybe that's not fair because Buffalo is that good, but, boy, they just got manhandled by the Bills.
But they also got beat by the New York Giants.
Right. Well, yeah. But the Giants appear to be better this year.
No, I know. Right now, we'll see what the Cowboys do with them this weekend. I do think that of all those 0-2 teams, I think the Raiders do have the best team, but like Matt said, maybe the best chance to make the playoffs would be the Titans since they're in that division. So pretty crazy, some of those teams that are still 0-2, or like Mark says, if you include Indy with the 0-1-1s, because Indy was bad enough to tie Houston before they got demolished by Jacksonville last week.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.